Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the AI podcast, where we talk about the latest innovations in AI. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence content created with human content, AI. And that's what we're talking about in today's episode. Stay tuned. Okay, so there has been an interesting controversy recently regarding the use of artificial intelligence to create images. So Facebook, they have partnered with a lot of artificial intelligence companies, Midjourney, OpenAI, Adobe, to start making it so all content generated with AI is labeled in the metadata. And they're also trying to put in some watermarks that are put in images when they're created by artificial intelligence. So this is really interesting. And the idea of this is, so when the images are created with artificial intelligence, it will go into Facebook's data. They'll be able to read like the metadata in those pictures, and then they label it on social media sites as being made with AI. So this is really, really interesting. And some creators have found that as they're posting their content, it labels their content as made with AI, even though they didn't. There was a recent post by somebody at a basketball game, and he posted and it said that it was made with AI. So what is happening here, this is what a lot of people think are happening, is when people use different, even photo editing tools, so not necessarily AI, or photo tools that have an AI capability, it labels it as made with AI. So this is really interesting. Adobe is probably the biggest one. They have their new Adobe features that allow you to like erase things in a background. And it will artificially fill in that content with something else. So you could erase people in the background really easily. What's really interesting about this, though, is in the past, this is something that's been done for a really long time. Like, this isn't new. People have been using Photoshop to doctor images even before Photoshop was made, even before it was a thing. People were editing images on film and publishing it that way. So it's really interesting now when an AI tool is used, it comes up as made with AI. And so maybe there isn't necessarily anything big that they changed. Maybe there was like a cloud in the sky that they took out, or like a ball or something, right, in the background. If they use generative fill, it could be marked as made with AI, even if it isn't. So this is really interesting. This is a quote from Facebook, and I wanted to read it because I thought it was quite interesting what they said. So this is what Facebook said. They said, "We're building industry-leading tools that can identify invisible markers at scale, specifically the AI-generated information in the C2PA and the IPTC. Technical standards, so we can label images from Google, OpenAI, Microsoft, and this one's interesting, Adobe, Midjourney, and Shutterstock as they implement their plans for adding metadata to images created by their tools." So what they're saying right now is like when these companies, right, when they create content, Facebook will be able to read the metadata and tell if it's made by AI. But what a lot of creators are seeing is that they're making posts that aren't made with AI, and there's a little banner that says made with AI. So, and some people say like, yeah, like if you use any kind of AI on a photo, it should be marked as made with AI. The one thing is when people like create a photo, I mean, nobody's ever said like made with or edited with Photoshop. Like nobody ever marks how they edit their photos like in the past. And so the one thing now is that people are kind of required. I mean, they're not really required. It's they're just kind of forced to. Facebook will just make a mark on on their photo and just say that it was made with AI. So this is really interesting. I think in the future, we're going to kind of see a mix in between real human-generated content and AI-generated content. And this will be something I think we're going to increasingly see. I'm sure you've heard of, like, even music right now is a huge thing. There's a lot of AI-generated music that even, and maybe this will be another discussion for another day, but Spotify, they've updated their like terms and conditions of who they will pay for music royalties because of the huge amounts of like music that has been put out made by AI. So this is going to be really interesting, I think, in the future. And even right now, it's kind of like the line between human-made content and AI-made content is actually changing a lot. It's hard to see what's what. It's hard to see who made it with AI and who made it just by themselves, because AI is actually growing and it's increasingly getting better with its capabilities. So this is something that we're going to be looking at in the future. But yeah, that's pretty much what we had for today's topic. A really quick discussion, but we will definitely talk about this more in the future. As more stuff comes out, there will be, I think, a lot more discussions with this topic specifically, AI-generated content. So thank you so much for tuning in. One thing I will say, if you like this podcast, if you thought it was interesting, definitely subscribe, leave a comment. If there's something that you would like to hear more about, let me know. I love these discussions. But yeah, that's it for today's episode. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and I will see you in the next episode.
On the hunt for lost ROI, chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.